Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Happy to be here today on the 2nd of June, 8:30 p.m. at Ling's house in KL. Supposed to be a talk or a discussion. And since Rob is an Abhidhamma teacher, maybe we'll talk something about Abhidhamma. All of you have heard of Abhidhamma, right? What do you think Abhidhamma is? Some people say that Abhidhamma is not the word of the Buddha. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Do you think it's the word of the Buddha? Rob came to see me on the 31st, that was 2 days ago, and he said that he's been reading or studying the Pali Abhidhamma, which means the 7 books of the Abhidhamma, not in the Pali language, but translations. And he found that what is contained in those 7 books, or in the books that he has studied, are quite different from what you learn in the Abhidhammata Sangaha. Have you studied the 7 books before? No. The Abhidhammata Sangaha was actually composed after the Visuddhimagga. When I was in Burma, in the early 90s, I started to study the Visuddhimagga in Pali language. Earlier on, before I went to Burma, when I was a young renunciant as a Samanera, I went through part of the Visuddhimagga in English, the one that all of you would have read, The Path of Purification by Nyanamoli, published by BPS, a very thick volume in English. And when I studied the Pali version, it was so refreshing. Because when you study the English, the sentences are so long that you have a very tough time trying to figure out what the author is trying to say. When you study it in Pali, the sentences are short because the words are short. One Pali word will need a string of English words to explain it. And when you connect one sentence together, it means one whole paragraph. And it's very difficult to navigate to get the meaning of what it's all about. But when you read the Visuddhimagga in Pali, it's so refreshing because it's so simple in terms of sentence construction. It was okay for the first part, Sila Visuddhi. And when it comes to the Samatha concentration, it's still not that bad. But when it comes to Panyabhumi, or the section on the field of wisdom, then things get harder. And I found that in order to understand what the Visuddhimagga is talking about, you have to first of all master the Abhidhammata Sangaha. You know what that is, don't you? If you are Abhidhamma students, you would know what the Abhidhammata Sangaha is. Is a compendium of the Abhidhamma, supposed to have been written by Venerable Anuruddha, and it comes after Visuddhimagga. That's why when you read the Visuddhimagga, although they use similar concepts and refer to similar mental states, the terminology is different. So in order to be able to understand what the Visuddhimagga is talking about, you have to be really very conversant with the Abhidhammata Sangaha. Understand not only the terminology, but what it really means and the mental states and the physical phenomena that are referred to. You've got to know the whole structure of the Abhidhammata Sangaha before you can understand what the Visuddhimagga is trying to say. Particularly when they talk about mental states during deep concentration, and also other physical phenomena. Because you always refer back to kalapas and the thought process, cittaviti, the process of how consciousness occurs and how they link together in a cognitive process, for example. But it's interesting to see that although the Abhidhammata Sangaha was composed after the Visuddhimagga, they share the same concepts and they are structurally the same. Why is that so? When we study the Visuddhimagga and we compare the concepts that are dealt with the suttas, sometimes we find quite a lot of discrepancies. What the suttas tell us seem to be quite different from what the Visuddhimagga or the commentaries tell us.